bro. Salah's not better than Omri though. Stop.
Nah, bro.
I don't know, man.
Prem impact.
Talk to your fellow Arsenal man.
Impact.
Nah, bro.
27 goals, 17 assists. That's a crazy season, bro.
That's all nice.
Nine games to even enhance that. I feel like anytime you break the 30 goal threshold as a striker, that's an unbelievable season.
How many goals?
This might be the third time he does it.
Do you think he will score end of the season? I think he will get 35.
35?
He'll get over 30. Between 30 and.
To be fair, that's not eight more goals.
I reckon about 30.
30, yeah.
33, 34 maybe.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's going to be. And if he breaks the assisting as well, that'll be a 34 goals.
He's
21 assists, 20 assists.
He's moving mad.
Best alive.
Yeah, trust me.
You see Jokic with a 30-20-20 the other day.
Christ, big up Nikola.
He's boying Russ.
Yeah,
he's like, yo, I'm going to break all these triple doubles, you know. I'm going to break your things.
Yeah, for real.
But with Henry, the only thing that you can bring him with this. With the Salah thing,
I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah. He said, don't get distracted.
Don't get distracted.
A 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
We're live in the flesh, baby. Back in the building, the Bench Podcast, man. We know the football world has missed us for the 1 week we've actually not recorded, but that's probably the first time in a long time, man. So credit to ourselves, you know, 150 something blood clot episodes in.
Man,
respect, dogs.
I don't know if I should clap, but
fam. The journey is journeying, lads, and we're only just beginning. Do you know what I mean? We're only at the start of this journey.
Well,
we're not, because we're 150 episodes in, but you know what I mean. So, man, the title race since we last recorded.
It's over, man.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, 150 is big, though, man. That's something big. I know a lot of podcasts survive.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Over 100, apparently, so.
It's true, man. So we should actually be really proud of that achievement, I can't lie. But, yeah, obviously, work still to do.
Invoice and Nando's on
that. But I owe you, man, because Ipswich, they're going down anyway. Yeah, so,
that bet, you know, that 20 fan. That's going to do me. That's,
in the words of Castillo.
I've already got ideas for that.
See, Bob, you see me, I like half chicken. Do you get me? Hot.
Half chicken, hot.
You better get him. What is it? Quarter chicken. Quarter chickens each.
Yeah.
Round, fam. But yeah,
sorry,
what are your sides, by the way, man? What you go for? Lead the sides.
Perry chips, Hondo.
Yeah.
It's either, it depends. One time it's either Perry chips or it's rice.
Yeah.
I know it's one of them two.
Branches, the rice.
Yeah. Obviously, depending on where you are in it. Otherwise, you might play it safe for a little sweet potato mash or something like that. But sometimes, but yeah, sometimes some like chips or rice are mainly one of
one
the
carb,
two. The other one, I don't know. Depends how I feel. Call on the carb, little. You know what I mean?
Anyone like the macho peas?
Nah.
The macho peas are nice, fam.
I said macho peas.
The macho peas, man.
It's a pair of chips.
Macho peas.
Depending on who I'm with, I'll get garlic bread so we can share in it.
Nice.
Because if you're with guys, you can't have garlic bread.
Have you guys ever had the halloumi sticks?
They're all right. They're all right.
My order's not going down well here, lads. It's not going down well, but let's get back onto the football, man. Them. Before we talk about the title race, and obviously, only slots men are creating a bigger gap in the race. Let's turn our attention to today's game. The title. Well, I guess this is the OG rivalry in the Premier League, I guess. Because, you know, back in the 90s, in the early 2000s, Wenger versus Fergie.
I saw the build up on Sky Sports today.
Gassed, innit?
The Van Nistelrooy thing.
All kind of videos on YouTube.
Monkeon and that. Jumping on man and all that stuff.
It's mad how it's changed now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. They don't even feel like our rivals anymore.
Don't they?
Man, they're not around no more, man.
Nah.
They're not around no more.
They're actually not. Yeah, I feel like we've got more of a rivalry with Man City, even Liverpool, you know.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
The fans are spicy. Our fans are getting a bit spicy online, isn't
they? They are, innit?
A lot of blame game going around.
Just
chatting. But let's talk about this game, man. I think first half was a bit of a bore fest, wasn't it? Wasn't the greatest first half. But I didn't see the first half. But when I saw the analysis, the boys in the studio were saying it wasn't the greatest first half. But that little bit of quality from Bruno Fernandes makes the difference. Charles, what was your first thoughts on the first half? Is that a fair assessment from the lads in the studio?
Yeah, man. How can I put it, man? It was a little bit like the Bournemouth Tottenham game that I saw.
Yeah.
Whereas like there's one team that can actually play with the ball, move it nice, has ideas, but even Bournemouth looked like they had a bit more cutting edge than us.
Bro,
yeah.
Bournemouth we, look active.
We were moving the ball like pretty well in the first half. Like we had them penned in. Man United kind of sitting in that little mid block, low block,
shook,
hoping to get stuff going on the counter attack, breaking at speed. But for us, like we got to, we'd moved the ball well up to a point, and the last pass or the final little action ain't there.
Yeah.
And that was what was letting us, that was what was letting us down, man. It looked more like, obviously the game in the week was a bit of a fluke. Or it's a different conversation. Yeah. It's a different competition. It's a different do you know what I mean?
There's different vibes going on. Yeah.
But the last couple of games that we've played in the league, where we've played West Ham, where we've played who was the last team that we just played? Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Like it's just a lack of ideas going forward, just struggling to score goals and you know, it kinda I feel like it was always gonna end up like that for Arsenal, with the amount of attackers that we have.
Yeah, facts, man.
I know we got players coming back. We got Martinelli coming back, but it's not enough for us, man. We're too depleted in the front line. Mm. We're playing the centre mid up top. We're relying on some magic from an 18-year-old week after week. Like, yes, yeah, it's
getting sad over there, man.
It's a difficult situation.
Fuck yeah, lads.
It's therapy, man.
It's a difficult situation, but like we play well up to a certain point, and we're still hard to beat. We still defend pretty well.
Yes, yeah,
but then it's just that final bit, that last action, that last bit, like the clinical bit where you have to start scoring goals.
Yeah,
it's just what we're lacking right now. So
yeah, no, I hear.
Yeah, man, it's a thing where Liverpool are too far away now. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's like, to be honest,
it's looking long.
Right? We're looking over our shoulder now.
Yeah.
Forest just beat City.
Love it.
And we're 3 points above them.
That is one.
We don't want to get
with coming out of
Chelsea.
Forest.
Chelsea
literally.
Chelsea just won today. They just got themselves back in the top four. Like we don't really want to be looking over our shoulders right now, but
Forest 24 points off you, bro.
With us struggling to score goals, it's gonna be hard not to, man. Mm.
So Arsenal have gone from a title race to a top four race. Is that what we're saying here? Yeah?
We don't want to get dragged into it. I still think right now we're in a
Shrek meme, bro?
I still feel like right now we're in a bit of no man's land because Liverpool are a bit too far away and we're not exactly like right there next to the third, fourth, fifth. So we're in a bit of no man's land, but it's going from no man's land to yo,
be careful. Yeah,
you man, make sure.
Yeah, which is peak. What man? I'm obviously
game against Chelsea on Sunday is even bigger now.
Yeah, it's actually made it
a big game.
More important, man. Obviously, Declan Rice, got the equaliser, great goal, man. Is there anything, obviously? We were watching the game in the second half, and one question I want to ask you, man, obviously you're talking about your depleted front line, but a certain man returns, man like Martinelli. Man, what were we saying, Arsenal fans? Obviously, Charles, you were a bit iffy on him when he came on. Are we, like, ready to shelf Martinelli, or has he still got, like, a future at Arsenal?
I actually don't know.
I know he's obviously just coming back from an injury. But, man, what are you thinking about Martinelli, man? Thoughts on the guy?
Do you know what? Since Saka went down, his production actually went up.
Mm-hmm. That's
he
true.
He was actually trying to hold it up a little bit and contribute to the team. But just in general, his play is very, very frustrating. Like, he rarely makes the right decision in his general play, or he doesn't do it enough. For as much as he was doing this, for as much as he was holding it up while Saka was out, yeah, like the decision-making and even the confidence in his play just it isn't there.
Mm.
Not to say that he doesn't have a future, because if we sold him, I'd want a considerable amount of money for him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe I'd think that it probably is a little bit too early, but he might have to come off the bench or something.
Yeah. Nah, what do you think, Jake?
What, about Martinelli?
About Martinelli?
I don't know.
About Gabriel?
I feel like he's like a, I don't know, like an unfinished product. Like, he's still got a lot more to
still potential. Yeah,
so I just feel like, I don't know, man. Maybe someone needs to come in and then, like, just to take that spot, and then it's like, oh shit, yo, like,
push him.
I need to fight for this, you know.
Like, what, Neri?
Someone that we should have got maybe in January, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Some players they need a little like, oh, like, wait, hold on, I'm not gonna be in the team no more.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? Let me
need that push.
Let me start taking more chances. Let me start doing simple things. Let me start doing this, and then yeah, like, develop their game. So I feel like we may need to bring in someone
just to kind of like keep him on his toes, isn't it? Right.
The moment is like, it's like, oh yeah, bro, like.
When everyone's fit, I'm gonna be the guy that starts.
To be honest though, with the situation that we're in right now, I'll take him coming back just because it's another body.
Yeah, y'all need that right now.
Literally, it's another attacking option, and I'll take him coming back. But yeah, it's not anything to really scream and shout about, to be honest.
Talking about attacking options, man, there was an observation that one of the commentators made as well. Well, Gary Neville said, that's a bit damning for Sterling, that he's brought Kieran Tierney on and Sterling's not got on the pitch when you guys need a goal. Is that a great assessment from Gary Neville?
Sterling
or
can sit there, man.
Is Sterling... Oh.
Sterling can sit there, man. From the bench.
Yeah. And the whole need a goal thing is gaslighting, because Sterling...
Gaslighting?
Big man thing that's gaslighting, because Sterling ain't been on nothing this year, so don't tell me about, I need a goal, you're leaving Sterling. Nah. He's not even beating his man, let alone... assisting or scoring. He's not even able to beat his man, so don't give me the when you need a goal. Nah.
I think Sterling needs to leave Premier League.
Altogether.
I think it might be time to go. Saudi time. Is it Saudi time?
Because, bro, where can he go and do his singles at Chelsea?
Could be one of them olders. Could be one of them olders that bad up.
Villa?
It could be one of them olders that bad up the Championship.
Is that what we're going to do to Raza Sterling?
To Raza, man.
David McGoldrick. Nathan Redmond.
Who's he ching this year?
Hey, Nathan Redmond.
Do you understand? What is it?
No,
the white girl.
Who's Sterling ching this year?
Ooh.
I don't even know.
I think he had a good game in the League Cup run.
Against Plymouth. What's that? Bottom of the Championship team? Nah, man. Championship, innit? It can be a Championship bully.
He's got a league.
Was it Preston? Was it Preston or Plymouth? It was one of them ones.
This guy's pointing at me. Who? He beat our second team.
Oh, in the FA Cup.
Don't do that, mate. Come on, then. You fucking want some? I'll take all you. You know what I mean? But all right, so Sterling, that's it.
Yeah, man. Just give that one back.
I think he's got abroad. I can't, like, maybe Italy or France.
Yeah, like AC Milan or something.
Yeah, Inter Milan.
That's mad that some of the players that will just shift out to Italy as if they're not massive clubs.
Hey, but listen, some men go out to Italy and they do their thing, man. Maitland-Niles went out there to Roma.
Yeah.
Tammy Abraham, Chris Smalling.
Loftus-Cheek.
What's a Nigerian player?
There's Lookman. Went to Atalanta.
Yeah.
Zanga and Bissau.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's he at? Napoli. With McTominay at Napoli.
Yeah.
What's his name?
They got Philip Billing over there.
The youth that used to play for Chelsea in the middle, the Scottish youth. What's his name? Gilmore.
No, I might say McTominay.
Gilmore was over there.
Yeah, Gilmore's at Napoli as well.
Go to Italy, man. It's cool, man.
Yeah, just go there.
Sterling to Italy, you heard it here first.
And there's enough Englishman there, so you like.
Trust me.
You'll be calm, you'll be fine, man.
He'll find his way, man. He will find his way. Well, Man United, man, they go up to 14th in the league, which is their climbing places. They're getting away from the relegation spots.
14!
So it's good for them.
Oh, Man United, man. What is going on with Man United? No, honestly, man, what's actually going
on? Man, I think I'm on track to solidify that bet. They're going to finish in the second half.
They're definitely finishing in the bottom.
Put that parlay down. That's done, bro. One thing we do have to highlight, though, on this game, obviously it wasn't a game of many moments, but the Bruno Fernandes chance at the end, where obviously he has a nice touch, I think. I can't remember from Masrahi. Someone touched it around the corner, put a great ball in for Fernandes. But what a save by Raya, man. Got to give him
unbelievable.
Double
shot. Raya. Second half, Man United, like...
Is he underrated, man, David Raya? Well, I feel like from the outside of the Arsenal circle, he's not rated as much, but in the Arsenal, like, I feel like the Arsenal fans rate him highly, right?
Yeah, I rate him.
You think he's underrated?
I rate him very highly. Mm. I rate him very highly, and yeah, you're right. Probably outside Arsenal, I don't feel like a lot of fans... Unless you watch Arsenal a lot, then I don't think a lot of fans rate him. Necessarily think.
Yeah, I hear that.
Do you know what I mean? They're probably looking.
So I'm probably in that bracket. I can't lie.
They could get a better keeper, but if you watch him,
yeah,
like he's been quality this year.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, man. Them obviously the title champ.
Man United are shit though.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
like for real, man. Watching them today, Man United were shit. Like we pressed them all over the park. They couldn't really find that. The only one out ball that they had was the one to Garnacho where he'd get a little half bit of space where Calafiori's kind of half covering him, innit? Other than that, like, they couldn't really progress the ball. Xerxes was getting bullied by Saliba and Gabriel. He might have brought it down once or twice, but once or twice in a 90-minute match.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Onana, distribution horrible. Euro injured now, so boy, another bit of reshuffling that the United have to do.
Another failed experiment, eh? Man, like, what's his name?
They couldn't build, man. Like, obviously, you know, Bruno is the one for them that constantly stands up, constantly shows up, constantly provides a big moment for them, and he got them out.
Yeah.
Or he got them out of a tight space.
Yeah.
At the start, or at the end of the first half with that big goal, but otherwise, man, like, they didn't really offer much, man. They're not a quality team at all, bro.
No, they weren't that great, were they, man? Well, let's look at this, though, because one thing I want to ask about, obviously, Kobe Menu's out at the moment, but we saw that thing that Gaz put in the group about him potentially leaving and going abroad.
Yeah, so me, Kiz, Jengi, and T, we all had a call about this.
Yeah.
And we was asking Kizza. So we was asking Kizza, look, like, what's the deal? Like, what's your reaction? What's your initial He's reaction
upset,
to
beyond upset?
Do you understand? No, but he won't, bro.
But he wasn't.
Kiz was moving like, oh, you know what?
You can go.
It's best for him. Da da da. Like, he can't work in the system. Man. So yeah, it's best for him. I'm thinking, bro, weren't you lot just hailing this guy up as generational last year? Weren't he the best thing since sliced bread last year?
12 like, months ago.
What you lot were pinning all your hopes and dreams on, and he's gonna displace.
If you say anything against him, you get attacked in the comments.
He's gonna leave though, if I'm being real. I think that's a PR move. Man.
He's an agent. See, that's what I think as well. But even the fact that this kind of news has come out, I know apparently in I don't know if it was in January or if it was like at the start of last season, there was some talk about his contract and how that negotiation might need to get done.
Yeah.
But him being a Carrington graduate,
he's got
a Man United boy. Even to hear that kind of news come out, wouldn't that hurt?
Yeah,
because if it was me now, and if it was next year, let's say, if that was a Lewis Skelly thing, or if that was a Wanyeri thing, or even if there's even though Saka's been there 5-6 years now, even if next year there was talk about like he don't want to sign the new contract or he's looking to leave, I'd be hurt, bro. I'd be like, yo. But Kizza was like, nah, it's best. Like, oh, he don't fit in the system, so he should go and ball somewhere else. I'm like, bro, come on, man. Yeah, that's got to hurt you,
that's
man.
That's a cop-out, man. That's
what he's trying to do, though. He's trying to act like he's not hurt and just be like, oh, well, listen, it's best for him. When he gets back to his room, crying.
You know, you try to accept it early. The ones where you try to accept that early, so it's not
work. You're handing in your resignation. They're like, oh, we're so happy for you. Bro, they're not happy.
Yeah.
Same time, though, Man United might have to sell a player or two because I don't feel like they've got bread like that to spend in the summer.
Nah, they don't. I think they have to raise
they ain't even got bread to sack their manager right now.
Bro, they're in debt, aren't they, man? They're in like serious debt as well. So they do have to work up some cash, bro. So we'll see how it goes for Man United, man. I know Amarin's, bro, if he's... Man United came in, they got him. They actually got worse. So
the worst.
Yeah, they actually became the worst team in Manchester United. In the worst team of Manchester United history. So we'll see how that goes, man. But Man United and Arsenal, I guess, if you guys were like closer to Liverpool, this would have been such a cool game to talk about. But unfortunately, because and now that Man United are just crashing down the league and just not doing this, it became a bit of a nothing game in the end, I guess. But always nice to see a bit of drama in the Premier League.
Jarring, man.
And then let's turn our attentions to this top four race. Nottingham Forest, I think, is the one that kind of shocked it, like shook it up a bit this week, didn't it, man?
Boy, wow.
Man, like Callum Hudson-Odoi in the 85 minute. Great goal, by the way.
I can't lie, he's doing well. To be fair, what he's doing now, I've seen spells at Chelsea, so it's nice to see that he's doing it on a consistent basis.
The ball from Gibbs White as well was dusty as well.
He's a good player, isn't it? That guy.
And they've actually got a decent team, you know.
Fam, they have got a good team.
Good foundation, man. Good keeper.
Did you see someone about sorry to cut you. Did you see someone about someone saying that Arsenal should spend the bank on Chris Wood? He's not gonna
You not feeling it, though?
Bro. Yeah, probably what you Arsenal. What you think that'd be hard to you? You think that'd be hard right
Chris
now?
Chris Wood at Arsenal, that's a violation.
Nah, man. He's too long in the tooth, man. He's like 33 now, bro.
I've never heard that one before. That's
too long. Get me?
That's definitely a work. That's definitely
something
you hear
at work, isn't it? That's a Cockney slang.
Long in the tooth.
Well, bro, he has got 18 Premier League goals this season, though. Three assists.
Yeah, I can't lie.
He's having the season of his life, but
he is 43.
Arsenal, come on.
He's not if you could get a cut price, 10 mil, they were like, all right, cool, 18 mil.
How long are we going to get out of him?
If you get 1 year out of him.
1 year?
1 year.
1 year, two years out.
What's
for 10 mil, 18 Premier League goals.
I'm cool, actually, man.
No, I don't know. No,
you lot have him, them swap deal with Nunes, innit?
18 mil, like you said.
Yeah. All right, then.
10 mil. 18 goals.
Okay. When you
But what's
goals not easy, you know?
But what's the promise that he'll step up to a bigger squad like Arsenal and then perform and score them same amount of goals? I don't know, man.
He might not be able to mix it in training.
Yeah, for real.
Well, man, I think that obviously the story of this game, I know Forest are doing really well this season, but one thing you'll never expect is obviously Man City to drop points. I know they're doing that this season, yeah. But it's just always weird,
dropping
isn't it, when
them
they
like
lose.
Flies, man.
Yeah, when they lose, it is weird. And they started a strong team as well. So, man, then, bruv, the wheels are, they're fully off here, aren't
Look
they?
Look at the optics, man. You got Kyle Walker, he's upset, he's gone to AC Milan, he's
got pictures,
saw him
on a shade borough.
Yeah. You get me? Yeah. You got Jack.
One place you never want to be as a footballer, mate. Shadeborough.
You got Grealish. Yeah. He's getting hammered. He's all stumbling out of the pub and that. Yeah. Pep. Hilarious. He's broken up with his wife. Like the optics.
Optics. When you're putting it like that, when you list them out like that,
bro,
fuck,
you get me?
You
know. That whole club's going through it, bro. They got a curse.
It's some stuff. And then Rodri obviously goes down for the season. As they're saying that they're going to rush him back, but he's been
rushing back for what? This end of the season. They need to relax, man.
Yes. I don't know why they would do that for. I lie. Bake off and then come back again next year, but yeah, man, it's a lot of stuff. It's the optics ain't looking right, man.
No,
unhappy camp. Do you know what I mean? People probably like him, Bernardo Silva,
yeah,
bored. They want to leave.
If he's gonna leave next season.
They're burnt out, man. They went on a. I hate this word. I hate this word. But they went on a generational run.
No, they did.
If you're talking Prem, so
they did, man. So you got to give them props.
At one point, like, we're playing Man City.
Now it's all Mateus Nunes and Kuzinov and that. Rico Lewis.
Doesn't quite hit the same.
You know what I mean? Who's the U in the middle? Nico Gonzalez. Come on, man.
Not so sure about that, my friend. Well, man, I'm just looking at the table now. Obviously, just before Chelsea played, we'll get into that game. Forest are now 51 points and they're in third place. Chelsea are in fourth place.
Away, man.
On 49 points, and Manchester City are in fifth place on 47 points. Chelsea on 49.
It beat Leicester 1-0 today, innit?
Beat Leicester. So, man, that top four race is getting. You know, I said in the group chat.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, what I was trying to say is like Forest, there, we could get 5 Champions League places anyway, so they could make it.
Yeah.
But they might get a legit one. Like, if they finish third, like, they've earned that. Do you know what I mean?
They're not going away, man.
Yeah.
No, they're not going away still.
Some of them, man, are going to be playing the Champions League.
And, you know, there's a current, like, aura and current spirit, like, about. Nottingham Forest is like they're just free flowing, like,
yeah,
I
don't know if they're
changing it. Room is lit, the Snapchat is lit, bro.
I was just about to say that. Or like, ain't there snap
is lit
going off. The man are just singing. Oh, what song were they singing when they beat Man City? I can't remember what song it was. Like,
yeah, I do remember.
They were just vibing,
that. Yeah,
just having a good time.
That's what you need, man. I swear, like, I feel like they're just enjoying it. They're just enjoying it. I feel like there's not much pressure on them, and they're like I said, bro, they're just enjoying the moment.
Sometimes when you do stuff like that, it allows you to. Play free, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're free flowing, everything. Mm-hmm. You're not too much, too much pressure. Like, bro, it's calm, man. Like, we're going to Messi.
And that's how they're moving.
I'm not taking it seriously. Yeah. I'm not taking it seriously. And look, they're third.
Yeah, that's exactly how they're moving as well, man. Oh, man, is there a quick thing to say about the, I don't know, I think Rebo might be harsh because he is a young player, but the kind of like re-emergence of Callum Hudson-Odoi. He's having a good season, man, because I'm looking at it here.
He's having a great season.
Yeah, man.
What is it, England call up?
That's what I was going to say. The international break is coming up, man. Are we putting Caltech back in that squad, bro?
I think so.
Obviously,
man.
him and Tuchel might have a bit of a past relationship.
I mean, now that there's...
Now
that there's no Saka, Anthony Gordon's have been a bit hot and cold. You could maybe think about Wanyeri in the wide position. Grealish ain't really doing it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, there's space. There's space still.
Yeah, that's true, you know.
There's space is still.
Caltech, mate.
Caltech and the guy from Chelsea, what's his name? The Wakey.
Oh, yeah, Madu.
I ain't seen a lot from him, you know. I feel like he's a bit out of favour right now. Either he's injured or he's out of favour a bit right now.
Yeah, the guy's been dating rappers anyway, mate. Too busy on the phone to Ruby Rose.
Actually, might be Caltech still.
He said too much chatting to Ruby Rose.
Too much chatting.
And what did he say again? Hey, you're on cam.
You're on cam.
Hey, do you know how funny that is? Yeah. You know if your partner's on cam. Like your bro knows. Okay, let me chill.
You instantly know.
Let me not say anything.
That's mad. But all right, man, let's get into the other top four kind of conversation. Chelsea, man. Obviously, there was a period where we talked about Maresca and he was saying, the team ain't ready for a title race, whatever. They dropped off and then it looked like they might not even be ready for a top four race, but they've somehow like managed to stick in it. They win today. Big win for them, you know. Can't lie.
A win that they should have got. Yeah. But yeah, at the same time, momentum right now is with them.
Considering Mr. Man of the Year, someone was saying, Jamie Carragher was saying, best player in the league, etc., etc. Cole Palmer's going for a bit of a bad moment, isn't he? Mr. Penn today.
That's why, man.
He says not in a game.
He got a bad Maggie from Vance Cartel, you know. Defected Maggie, you know.
I wear this.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Pick me them.
Whole Palmer, man, having a bit of a bad moment. But
he's a Rebel culture clash last night, innit?
Was he actually?
Probably.
Oh my days, man.
I watched the ending of that still.
What's it saying?
It was actually alright.
Some decent stuff. I seen Scraps.
Did you?
Well, Scraps there, yeah?
Oh. That dipping in the beamer. F, so I might have to go back and watch it. It's not feel
up. But apparently the one before was better. Back in the 8 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, the one that was in the O2, innit?
Mm. Yeah, that was crazy.
Man had like popcorn and then man coming out. Imagine doing that at the O2. Just
if Babsky, he would have, if he came out.
Yeah, that's mad, man.
They'll save that for Wireless, innit?
Yeah.
Vibes, man. Sunday.
Oh, yeah. If there's one song, man, then that Vibes, you'd want to see Vibes do live, what would it be? That's a hard question, innit? Because he's got some bangers. Summertime.
That's up there.
Yeah.
That's up there.
What's another thing?
It's a couple tunes, man.
Oh, what's that one?
It's a couple tunes. I need to go on my playlist so I can see all the tunes in it.
Clarks, Vibes.
Yeah, Vibes is Clarks. Yeah,
Clarks, my prefer, yeah.
Clarks for the wood, yeah, Clarks.
Yeah, that's a shot, yeah. Clarks, you know. Yeah, Clarks. Just think that might be Clarks.
I want to see him do that. Remember when we take your virginity? First line that they're rapping down.
Memory I've got of that song, yeah, I can't.
The emotional wine.
Yeah.
The wine!
The emotional wine. Holding the back of the head wine. That one.
You hear me?
Big up Vibes, man. Well, bro, hey, that is hilarious.
Man, them, I just want to, the only just the thing I want to kind of discuss for Chelsea is how much of a great look that will be if they do actually get top four.
I think it's par for the course.
Yeah.
I think at the start of the season, we probably all thought that, yeah, Chelsea would be challenging for a top four position. So I think they're where they should be.
Yeah.
I think the talk about them being in a title race early, like, yeah, they had a good start.
We're in a title charge.
It's a bit premature.
By the way, out injured.
Injured, yeah. Some sensible Chelsea fans would have said, yeah, listen, like, whoa, hold your horses. Like, we're doing well. It's a good start, but we ain't got enough to last the whole distance. So, yeah, challenging for the top four, I think they're right where they should be right now.
I think it would be nice to see Chelsea there as well, man.
Yeah, man. It's
nice. Like Chelsea back in the top four.
Hear it.
Why not, T? Siege mentality. I hear it, though.
Forest are all right.
Yeah, big up Forest, man. And big up Liverpool, of course. We are. But all right, man. Who else is affecting this top four race? Let me have a little look at the table. Because, brother, it's... because I'll tell you what, man. There's some traffic going into this race because Brighton are even on 46 points. So they're only 3 points from it.
Brighton won. They beat Fulham 2-1.
So they're technically in it as well. So let's talk about that game, man. Who were the scorers for that?
Jimenez. And then I think it was an own goal.
Damn.
And then João Pedro with a penalty, like right at the end.
In the 98th minute.
Yeah, yeah.
He scored a penalty in the 98th minute. That's a lot of pressure, though.
Yeah, that's a huge.
2-2 for João Pedro now.
I like him, man. Good.
I like him. Decent player. I had to put him in my fantasy team quickly.
He's number 9, though.
He's like one of those hybrid, man, isn't it? Yeah, like he drops in.
9.5.
Yeah, 9.5.
Yeah, Benzema thing.
Yeah. Bro, I feel like him, I feel like João Pedro, I feel like Cunha, I feel like Jorginho Rutter are all like similar type players. Not number 9-9s, but like sometimes they'll drop deep and they'll do like some bits combined with the midfield and the attack. Like I feel like they're kind of like in between that 9.5. That's Xerxes. I call it the Xerxes role now.
What do you call that role though?
9.5.
The 9.5.
Or second striker.
False 9. Like there's so false many names. Like, False 9.
Man, SS. It's not wrong.
I'm going to say false 9, I think like Messi at Barcelona or Fabregas at Barcelona.
Mm.
You say second striker. Yeah, you say second striker, I think of like a Sheringham or a Berbatov.
Yeah.
Someone like that.
Or Crouch and that.
Mm.
Yeah, Bourbon's okay. Cold as well, man. Well, I think, man, I actually can't lie, there's a lot of traffic going into this top four race, because even now I'm looking at Villa.
Bear teams, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Even Villa are like...
Villa won, they beat Brent. Points. That's a good win away at Brentford,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a good win, wasn't it, man? We watched that game.
Villa got a strong team as well.
And the thing is...
Ollie Watkins didn't celebrate when he scored. Brentford, his old team, innit?
Up the bees, man. Up the bees.
Are you for that, though? You see, if you're like...
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
Playing for one team and then you move to another team... And you
depends how it went
team.
At that
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
So if I had Ollie Watkins, because that like made his career and that,
yeah,
I'm not celebrating.
Course, yeah, I'm not celebrating.
But if it was like
Adebayor team,
and the fans were on me and they were claiming my mom and all this, you're saying all that mad thing, yeah, then I'm gonna celebrate. Do you know what I mean? Fuck them, man, sort of thing. But I think if I'm there for a year, then I can celebrate against them. I think. But if you're there for like. Two, 3 years.
Like just 1 year.
Just 1 year.
Regardless of how it went.
Regardless, even if I score like 30 goals in that season.
Swear.
But if I'm only there for a year.
Welbeck, if Welbeck scores against Man United, should he celebrate?
I swear he's been. Has he not scored against Man United?
I think he has.
And if. We'll have to check if he celebrated or not. But I think he should celebrate.
I think he could celebrate.
They let him go.
Yeah, I think.
They doubted him.
They let him go to where? Was it Sunderland? Awesome.
Well, he was on loan at Sunderland.
I think he might have scored. I think he scored against Arsenal, but he hasn't celebrated.
He scored, right?
Oh, for us.
I'm thinking.
I'm even talking about for Brighton. Yeah, he ran it. He took it there.
Yeah.
Shout out Welbeck, man.
And was it? Check that career path, actually. Was it loan Sunderland and then you bought him from Sunderland?
Was it loan Sunderland, yeah? Oh,
So he went from Sunderland to Man United?
No, he was on loan.
At Sunderland.
Then he went on loan, innit? Oh, okay.
And then when he came back to Man United, he went to Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a weird. A weird transfer list.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it, man?
You know what's so crazy? I even forgot that we even had Welbeck.
Yeah, I would take him. I would take him today, you know.
What, Danny Wolves?
I'd take him today.
Okay, then.
No.
You wouldn't take Danny Wolves?
So,
that guy Wolves?
I'd rather take Chris Wood than Danny Wolves, bro.
That's a conversation to be had. If you had to take one of the oldest statesmen in the league.
We need to put it to the people in the
Would you take Chris Wood or Danny Welbeck?
Who are we taking?
For Arsenal.
Or Danny Welbeck or Arsenal right now?
It's I think Welbs, you know.
I think that guy Welbs. Just for the vibes, man.
18 goals.
Yeah, but he's
18 goals. You can't argue that.
18 goals, bro.
I think he's a bit more of a baller than Wood, though. He'd fit into our thing a bit better.
Yeah, it's true. He's got a Cruyff down his look.
I hear it, but...
Don't know if Chris Wood's
We don't really...
Chris Wood in the air as well, like, yo.
That's true, you man do throw in.
That's another...
What did you say? Set pieces? He's going to score his 20 goals a season from set pieces? Oh, flipping hell, huh?
Yeah, I mean, bro, he rose.
Where's he would step up to take pens. He can take pens as well, isn't it, Chris Wood? I've seen him take a pen.
That's what I'm saying, fam.
With his referee boots, bro. Bro, his football swag, yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
His referee boots. When them Kaisers or World Cups.
Black boots.
Yeah, them black boots.
By the way, I just want to say shout out our semi final. We lost. Our referee was a pussy, old man.
Was he?
Worst referee ever, man.
Love it,
bro. One of our guys went into a 50-50 context change. Yeah. My team back home, we had a semi final to go into like the county cup final.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there was a big challenge in the second half. Big collision. Guy came over his leg, went down onto his ankle. Our boy on the floor was screaming. Yellow card.
Well, not even a red.
Ridiculous referee. Actually, no, I'm not going to do that because we're going to But yeah, you know who you are.
Send for him.
With your fucking curtains, bro.
Send for him.
Nah, fuck him, man. Waste, man.
What happened? You guys lost.
No, we lost on pens. So imagine that happened. Yeah.
Pain, bro.
25 minute delay in the second half because the guy was screaming. They had to wait for an ambulance.
Oh, it was that bad.
It was that bad, bro. They put him on a stretcher. A non-league game, put him on a stretcher. Yes,
that's big stuff.
Yeah, and then they had to wait for an ambulance to come, and then the game continued, and then 5 minutes later, we got a man sent off. So we went down to 10 men.
20 minutes, head loss.
And then,
the next guy, I get a 50-50 win. I'm going to shrew him.
Yeah.
I'm putting him in the air.
Bam, he got sent off. And then, bro, it was just like pure grit till the end of the game. And, bro, you know it's grit, yeah? Because my boy Maz, he plays centre back. He was chasing back, yeah? And he won a challenge. And then the guy, like, kind of came through and, like, almost won the ball back, and then Maz like last ditch challenged him again, and then we cleared it, and Maz got fucking celebrated like that. So that's how you know it's like we're grinding it.
Grinding,
and then we lost on pens, man. Heartbreak, bro.
That's stress, man.
Yeah, it was peak, man. It was cool though, because like even the team we played against, they're a semi-pro team.
Okay.
So and we're like the league below them.
Oh, so it was. Okay.
So they brought fans. Imagine there was like these like 20, 30 kids just banging a drum all game, hurling abuse at our players. Corner kick, that was mad.
Sometimes that's lit, you know.
Nah, it was cool. It was. We were like, right, it was fucking long, but we respected it. Man, we were shouting our keeper, shout out Hendo, Brother, they were going, you're going bald in the morning, bald in the morning. Nah, it was class. I've got to pick them up. They're fucking pagans, but yeah, it was good. Fucking little shits, brother. They're only like 15, 16.
Say, keeper, to your left, to your left.
Yeah.
That must be a name for a goalkeeper.
Yeah, most definitely, bro. But anyway, let's get back into the Premier League football. Man, let's talk about Liverpool, I guess. Mohamed Salah, 2 pens, breaking records.
Spamming pens, bro.
By the way,
your boy Nunez, thug.
You see that?
Thuggery.
Hold on.
Booting man up in the air. He only gets a, is he all right? Just because you might know 1-0 down, you'll be fine, man.
I don't know. What's
he got to run over and boot someone up in the air for?
Fam. Going through things, man.
Thuggery, fam.
He's going through
things. He said disgrace, T.
Do you know what the worst thing about it was? It was so unnecessary.
Bro, he's a bit brain dead sometimes, isn't it? Not brain dead, but like stupid decisions he makes sometimes, man.
I actually don't know.
We'll just put you guys in trouble if you weren't flipping Liverpool.
Yeah, man. Hey? Listen, bro, that's what we do, innit? Do you know what I mean? It goes round, lads. Swings and roundabouts, you know? We've had our fair share of shitty decisions. So if they come for us, you know what I mean? I thought as well, just on the pens, I thought they were both pens. I'm not mad at the pens that we thought. I don't think
they were. I thought they were deserved. What was the first one again?
I think the first one was, it was like, I think it was coming out of the box and then there was like a coming together.
Is that the one where Nunes got to the ball before they cleared it? Or was that the second one? Before Smallbone tried to clear it?
I think that was the second one. Okay. I think there's one where I was definitely like, yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I think there was another one where I was like, I get why people are saying it's soft, but I guess if it gets given, it gets given, innit? But yeah, man, a bit of a classic. I saw a Twitter from a Liverpool fan saying Alisson and Van Dijk had their annual bozo moment.
I told T about that game. I said Southampton will go 1-0 up. And then Liverpool will score like 4. Watch.
You know, you're a betting man, you know. Running
a parlay,
man. People vouch for me, fam. I said, listen, it'll be classic Prem, yeah. It'll be classic Prem. If in that game everybody's looking at, it's Southampton, I smoke for Liverpool 4-5-0.
Then
Southampton go 1-0 up. Yeah. It'll be classic Premier League. And then it happened. And then it was like, for all of about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Class. I love that. Mohamed Salah with 2 pens.
You need to put a bet next week, man.
Yeah, fam.
I try and.
Bro, if you bet on that, do you know how much of a mad bet that is? Southampton go 1-0 up and then 3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, bro. The odds would have been crazy, fam. But yeah, obviously, Mohamed Salah, Jengi, looks like they came for you, but it looks like. You might be correct.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Salah, like, listen, people have to, you have to wake up and smell the...
Salah. Mohamed Salah. Salah, 27 goals, 17 assists now, man, them. 9 games to go.
I'm even upgraded the talk now. Mo Salah is getting Ballon d'Or, 100%.
He actually might do that, you know. I think he just equaled Kun Aguero, 184.
Bro. Yeah, it's like joint fifth now, man. Something like that.
If he wins AFCON,
it's good, man. He might catch Andy Cole. I don't know if he catches Rooney, though.
I don't know if he catches Rooney. Depends if he stays. Rooney, but I think he'll definitely catch.
200 now.
Yeah. I think Rooney's like 208.
He's going to leave maybe the end of the season.
End of the season, ride off into the sunset type thing.
You think?
Yeah, I think. Well,
I was going to say something mad, but I'm not.
Not retire, but like to Saudi or to MLS or wherever, bro. Mm.
Yeah, where could he go?
I think he's staying, man.
Either one, America or Dubai. What? Stay.
The Egyptian king is staying.
Is that you, Bob?
Yeah. Can you see him in America, though? It's a lot.
Nah, he
can't go to America,
man. Yeah, it's too much travel for him over there, man.
I think he has to go to like.
I think with him Saudi. And his family and their religion and their way of life and stuff like
that. Saudi would be.
It'd be perfect.
I can't lie, that would be a mad coup for the Saudi Pro League. That'd be absolutely huge. But I think he's going to stay, man. I think what I've heard is him and Van Dijk will both get 2 years. And I'm still the only one I'm not hearing stuff about is
Trent's going for free.
He's gone, bro.
I think he's gone.
For free. Maybe.
That's the one I'm actually thinking. Oof, I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know about him. He might go and join his boy Jude, but yeah.
Join his bro's already there.
Yeah, he's already pre-signed.
He's already there, fam.
Maybe take a little holiday to Spain on the sly.
Well, he's been training already. If you're training with them, man, on the sly, they're just making sure that they're not showing him on the cam.
Bro,
Salah's not better than Omri, though. Stop.
Nah, bro.
I don't know, man.
Prem impact.
Listen, talk to your fellow Arsenal man.
Impact.
Nah, bro.
27 goals, 17 assists. That's a crazy season, bro.
That's all nice.
Nine games to even enhance that. I feel like any time you break the 30-goal threshold as a striker, that's an unbelievable season.
How many goals?
This might be the third time he does it.
Do you think he will score at the end of the season? I think he will get 35.
35?
He'll get over 30. Between 30 and
to be fair, that's not bad. That's like eight more goals.
I reckon about 33, 34 maybe.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's going to be... And if he breaks the assisting as well, that'll be a 34 goals. He's 21 assists, Jokic. 20 assists. He's
moving, man. Best I lie.
Yeah, trust me.
You see Jokic with a 30-20-20 the other day.
Nicola.
He's boying Russ. Yeah, he's like, yo, I'm going to break all these triple doubles, you know. I'm going to break your things.
Yeah, for real.
But with Henry, the only thing that you can bring with this. With the Salah thing,
I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah. He said, don't get distracted.
Don't get distracted.
I was saying to Kizzy and I was saying to T, like, with the Salah and Henry thing, the only thing that you can really bring me when it comes to Salah is a numbers argument, a numbers conversation. For me, if you've got somebody like Henry as well, who like his career's done, like he does numbers as well. It's not like one does numbers and the other doesn't. Do you get me?
Yeah, you
could swing numbers for one person or you could swing numbers for the others. I don't think when you're talking about players on that level, I don't think unless it's unless there's a big gap, unless it's way like here and here in terms of like numbers, I don't think you can bring that with these two calibers of players. And that would be strong enough for me to swing it one way or the other way. Yeah.
I think it was a fair point.
You could be like, oh, he was in PFA Team of the Year 6 times. He's won 4 Golden Boots. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You could do numbers.
He's got a CV himself. You know what I mean? He's reminding us.
The numbers stuff. That's not enough to convince me. You have to actually then convince me that my man is a better footballer than my man.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
I don't know about that.
Minus the footballing aspect here. But just talk about the impact in the Premier League.
Salah's a really good footballer, man.
He's a Salah team.
I know. He's a really good footballer. He's got that Travella pass on smash.
You see Isak?
Great dribbler.
You see Isak? You see somebody like Isak? Yeah. He's one of the best strikers in the league. Who does he remind you of?
Salah.
Oh, he reminds you of Salah. Okay, cool. You see Ollie Watkins?
Yeah.
An Arsenal fan.
Okay, he's
a winger that's practically a striker.
Yeah.
You see, was it his game on here?
No, don't do that. I know what he was trying to do, but I was like, nah.
Mohamed Salah. Henry
is a...
Yeah, is that
he's an archetype. I hear it. Yeah.
Do you understand?
He's like, good, man.
He's one of the first in the Premier.
He's not bad. Bro.
So what you're saying is that basically younger players now are not going to be like, actually, no, they might change. You know?
Yeah, there's a new gen coming up, bro.
There's a new gen still.
Do you think
a couple of rebound merchants might appear?
Do you think there'll be players?
Or they'll say, I want to play like Salah.
That will be like Salah.
Great question. Left footed, tricky winger. What, Messi?
That's what makes him better then. If you can't be like
makes him more.
Nobody
said Henry weren't unique because Henry coming into that league in a 4-4-2 era was a winger that started playing up top.
Messi, Ronaldo, you can't be like them.
Yeah,
you can try, but we're saying a lot of Mbappe looks like Henry.
We're
not saying no one looks like Salah.
With that, I think you could be like Cristiano, you just never will be Cristiano. I don't think
people
can be Messi. Do you get?
Yeah, it's true. Unless your name is Mohamed Salah. But nah, I'm joking. I can't lie. This is going to be... I wish there was
someone in the thing saying Salah's staying for 2 more years.
Jeez.
Swear.
In your dreams, mate. It's not happening.
The Egyptian king is signing, man. It's a bit of a shame though, isn't it? Like, let's be honest, man. I've really thought this like title race was
Oliver.
Why are you saying it's a shame?
It was gonna go.
You're gonna win the title. Like,
oh, come on, man.
What did you say, Bob?
I thought it was gonna be a bit more fun than this. Do you know what I mean? I thought it was gonna be a bit more like we'd be getting angry at each other and that a bit more. You know, be a bit more like.
Don't worry, man. Have your prem, man.
Here we go.
Have your prem.
Hey, listen. It's credit to Arteta, man. I seen
Arnie Slot.
I seen Klopp win a league, and then have like all these injuries and. I was there getting bundled by these man when the keeper scored so them lot could stay in the top four. Listen, like, we've been second all year. Do you understand?
But we had Nat Phillips and Reece Williams as centre backs, man.
Fam, we got 4 of our 6 attackers missing. We're playing centre mid.
Reece Williams
up top.
And Nat Phillips.
You played Hendo at the back.
Exactly.
We play Marino up top.
That's true. Yeah. I think that's a conversation we break down one day. But I think the credit goes to Arnie Slot, man. Then. I think we have to give him credit where it's due. No.
He's done.
Come on, then.
He's done very well. We'd be a lot closer if we were closer to full strength to Liverpool, but even if we were to lose the league to Liverpool this year, like, they've only lost one game.
That is mad.
So I'll give them credit in that aspect, but I think if we're full strength, I don't think they're far away from us, you know.
Bro, we might even be top.
It'd be close, and they'd be like, what was it, like 10 games left? It'd really be like a yo.
We might even be top. I'd be sorry, we'll probably even be top.
Who knows, man?
Bro,
we'll probably be top.
I don't know. I mean, when you were full strength, we were still top. So we're pretty good as well. You know what I mean? Big up the bald slot.
We started bad, man. We had bare red.
And I think that's where you have to attribute the race to, innit? I think that's where.
We had the bad start. You lot were steady. Anytime you lot drop, we drop.
Yeah.
You'd get on form. You never capitalized. Anytime you drop, we drop. Yeah. Like, it was just long, bro.
I think that was.
And then all the injuries and. Oh, it's long. It's long. It's long.
I know Klopp's going to be in fucking Liverpool that day, fam.
It's long. Apparently, there's some stuff happening with his club. Because he's owner of, like, Leipzig or.
Yeah, he's
like Salzburg or something like that. Apparently, Salzburg's in a bit of a.
Head of. What's it called? Head of football operations for Red Bull. So he looks after all the Red Bull clubs.
Bro.
Yeah, so he's doing a mad thing.
Actually, I'll off the pod.
Yeah, well,
it's something about Red Bull, but.
Gives you wings?
Gives you wings. Gives you wings.
I'm not going to lie, there's a time I tried to fly still.
Oh, yeah.
I got twanged. I was young, man. I got twanged. We move, man. You're the one you just have to charge it.
Yeah, I'll charge it to the game, man. Charge it to the game. But all right, man, let's run through the rest of the games. Crystal Palace, Ipswich. We're going down, aren't we?
You're going down, bro.
Hey, listen, I'm
sorry, man.
£20, you know. We're going down. I've got plans for that. Right?
Sorry, man.
We're going down.
It's all right, man.
£10 on petrol.
Shout out to Saar. He scored at the end. Little tribute to Mateta.
Yeah.
With the celebration.
The man, they got his head kick off, and he might be back end of the month.
Has he got... He's probably going to wear that thing that a lot of footballers wear.
Protective mask or something like that. The Millwall keeper got banned for 6 games.
Did he? Whoa.
Rightly so.
He got 6 games still.
Yeah, that was a crazy... Hey. Crazy challenge.
Nah. He just got it wrong, but he kicked man in the head.
And he got it very wrong as well.
You think there was a bet behind that, though?
Bro, Millwall.
You never know.
Millwall, fam.
Millwall,
that man are dodgy.
There could be some.
You never know. South London derby as well, wasn't it? Fucking South. You know, it's crazy down there, fam. So you never know, bro. Someone might put a fucking cheeky brown bag in the dressing room. But like, fucking kicking.
It was the second keeper as well. It wasn't their first team keeper.
The conspiracy thickens.
But keeper was nervous. You get me? FA Cup. Do you get me? Premier League opposition.
I'll give you this fucking £20,000, mate. What are you doing?
£20,000.
Just fucking kick him, all right? You make sure you get yourself fucking sent off, all right? All right, fella. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, Ipswich are going down, man. I can't even laugh about it anymore.
It's peak, man.
Yeah, it's peak, fam.
You think any of your players will remain in the Premier League? Like, do you think that anyone will get snapped up?
I think the only man they're talking about is the Delap fella, isn't they? I don't even know who he'd go to be honest. Well, I heard the rumour is Man United, apparently.
Man United,
that's the rumour.
He's
a young man.
As well.
Man United looking at... Actually, Mateta's a good player, but it's just the fact that they're going from...
They've sunk low, man.
Yeah.
14!
Yeah. I think that was going for high-value players.
Yeah, it was like Pogba, Falcao, all this. No, Mateta, class, man. You got to respect it. But yeah, I think... then we're cooked in it. There's not much really to say more about it.
Tips are going down.
Oh, bro, that's actually peak. Tottenham, Bournemouth, man. This was a great game. Some full of drama. I know Bournemouth, bro, they look good for them, don't they?
It was similar to the Arsenal United game.
Yeah.
There was one team that can't build. They're getting pressed off the park. And then there was another team in Bournemouth that, you know, with that high press, once they got the ball, they had ideas going forward. They looked good. They was popping off chances, and they scored a couple bangers.
They do, you know.
One goal that got whistled for offside. Yeah. Bro, that move was unbelievable. Yeah. They sliced through Tottenham. Yo.
Kirk is a good player, bro.
Yeah.
You see the cross? You see the cross for Tavernier's goal?
Was it a heat-seeking missile, that one? Jesus, man.
That's what you lot need.
Yeah.
Forget Aitnori, you don't need that. Kirkes, that's what you need for him.
I like Aitnori though, you know I like
him. Yeah, because he's got more flair in it. Yeah.
he'll try a little step over, a little jinky.
Some juggers.
Yeah, they have got some jugadores, they actually do,
they got industry.
Even the strikers go.
Industry all over the pitch, and they got tech. I think
Evan Nilsson.
Go for him, you know.
The striker.
Evan Nilsson.
Yeah, because he looks like a player that he wants to like... prove himself, like, yo.
He gives me, you guys had a striker like him before, I'm sure.
Eduardo?
Yeah. Is that just a racist thing, though? Am I just being racist?
I don't
leg. Yeah, I think I'll be a racist in it.
We would have won the league if he didn't break his leg.
Yeah, Gallas crying.
Get his leg broken.
That was one of the. I think that was one of the most impactful events in football.
That was venomous.
Global still.
Yeah, that
was venomous, bro.
That changed. I think that changed. That changed football.
Yeah.
That's why all the man them wanted to leave, fam. Yeah. All our man them were getting their legs broken and that. That's why Clem fucked off the Barca.
Yeah, I'm not playing in England anymore. Yeah, fucking.
No, you're right. Because it was a Stoke player that done that.
It was Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah, and it was
Matt Taylor or something like that. Stuart Taylor, something.
Guy who was wearing. What'd you say earlier?
Referee boots.
Nigga was wearing referee boots.
Right through a man's tibia.
Anyone else wearing referee boots? Yeah, bro. That's just 50. Hey, just
take the ball,
man.
If you say it to someone on a Sunday, that is so funny.
Wait, I might have to do that one still. You're wearing referee boots.
The guys get into a man's head differently with that one, you know.
And it's always the white centre mid from Essex, mate.
The shirt like this.
Yeah.
The shoes up there. The socks. Come on, bro.
Socks folded over. That's class. Last one, but yeah, Tottenham. Bruv.
I agree, Liam. I agree with that.
What did he say?
He said Saka's more key than Odegaard being out.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, yeah. He's doing.
I agree, man.
He is your main man, really, isn't he, Mav? I heard he's back in training, man. Them. Would you like to see him this season?
Shook.
No,
I'm
man.
Shook.
Just please.
I'm shook.
Now him. Just get. Bro, to be fair, in terms of league, there's no need to.
Yeah, there's no.
Yeah.
Forcing it for Champions League.
Yeah,
that's dangerous as well because Champions League is not like a game where like it's a prem. Like, it's a game. It's one of those. It's like a one-off game, innit?
Mm.
A man's hammy came off the bone the other day, and now he's already back. End of the month. Allow me, bro. Medium rare steak.
Just medium rare tender.
Would you do like a Harry Kane thing though? You know how Harry Kane was out for the semi-finals.
He came back
and then we rushed him back.
And it was like, look, man, it's Harry Kane. We need to start him Champions League final. If that was Saka, if you guys got to a Champions League final and Saka just became available for that game.
Ooh, I can't.
Shrek ding. Saka, you might have to step up for this one.
But you know it's
peak, man.
Them New Balances, fam.
It's a psychological battle, though. It will be like for the opposition. Yeah. Like, okay.
Can you imagine your first game back being a Champions League final?
Ooh. We're playing with Broski's health, man. That's my only concern.
Would you start him or bring him on?
If there was a guarantee that he'd be fine, yeah, fling him in. But we're playing with the boy's health.
What was you saying, Jingy?
Champions League.
What was you saying though, just before I shouted? What was you saying about the psychological effect of it?
Yeah, I think it'll be psychological for the opposition because they'll be like, okay, Saka's back.
Are they going to play him? Are they
yeah, they're going to play him. Yeah. So it'll be like, okay, how do we match
might up? Change the game plan.
Yeah, might change the game plan. So
yeah,
maybe for him to be in a squad, it would be good. But I don't know if to start him would be the right. But it's just one of them ones.
Like, I'm so surprised we saw Martinelli today.
Yeah, fam, fucking hell. He has been out and about, but all right, man. Then let's.
Henry did say something about Arsenal. Like, a lot of players always picking up injuries.
What? Arsenal, man, them, yeah? We're all Arsenal, apart from me. Yeah. Arsenal lads here, yeah?
Mm.
Henry, I feel like he. You don't mind taking a little shot out there,
yeah, I think that was a dig still.
There's something, there's a little, you don't mind a little.
Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah, you don't mind.
You're not that guy.
I actually see that a lot.
I don't know if it's like just him being critical. I don't think it's like him not rating him or like, I don't know if it's jealousy because he wants the Arsenal job one day. I don't know what it is.
Could be.
But Sutton Aguan.
We said Henry, Arsenal manager.
Ooh, nah, I can't do that.
Yeah, I think that's a bad.
He has to go and earn his stripes, bro.
If he does a bad job. Not that it will take away his football career, but it's going to be like,
It'll ruin, like, if you don't
it'll
do
ruin
it.
It'll ruin the thought of you. It'll ruin the thought of you.
A little bit.
It's kind of like
but right now, I'd rather take probably Vieira or even Fabregas, who's at Como, ahead of Henry. Henry's doing CBS with Kate Abdo and that.
Yeah.
Do you trust
him? Yeah, he's serious, dog. He's just doing
a couple Olympics things for the French team and that, that's tournament football. Tournament at a league, there's two different things, isn't it?
And then you saw the video of... what's that? Remember he was managing in America, Montreal.
Oh,
and he was shouting at man. That's not a football pass. That's not a football pass. That's not a football run.
Because he's thinking, Broski, you man are ass.
Yeah. One, two. I watched that video far too.
West Ham are playing on Monday, innit?
West Ham.
I might be going still.
Oh, is it Olympic Stadium?
Yeah. Might be. Yeah, my boy's got the pattern in it. It's West Ham, Newcastle. My boy might have
good
the
game.
Pattern.
Good game.
Okay, yeah, that's the other.
I might do it still.
Speaking of Newcastle, we've got the Carabao Cup final next week. I hear them man have got a lot of injuries though.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing
there's no Botman, there's no Gordon.
Damn.
Isak's gonna go out, watch. Pope is just gonna be ill on the day. Like,
are we doing a double?
May as well just put the under-19.
Yeah, that's the deal. I think the only slot first year treble.
I think it's nailed on, to be honest. But then it'll be classic if Newcastle win that game.
Yeah, it would be.
All these injuries, you're going overconfident, boom, 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 and Isak just does a mad thing.
Hopefully we learned that lesson this year, because we've done that against Man United, didn't it? We just went in, we were just like, yeah, we're going
to battle
these lot. Yeah,
and they're ready? Draw.
Yeah. Ready? Harry Maguire miss. I think if we would have lost that game, I think that would have derailed our season, you know. I think we would have... Oh, we wouldn't hit in the bars, fam. Bare beers, just too much. Do you know what I mean? I think that would have been awful. But yeah, man, that is the Premier League roundup. The top four race is heating up. Let me know who you think is going to go in the top four. But yeah, Charles,
let us know, man.
You do have a game for us, but also it is almost story time, because we're going to go in the second half.
Trust me, half
Champions time. League, baby. We're stepping into Europe.
Going to Europe.
A 14-ish Hugh original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Other Side of the Bench podcast, man. Guys, we've stepped on board an EasyJet flight, flying out of Stansted, mate, and we're heading into Europe. It's that time of this fucking podcast. I had to swear because I didn't know what else I was going to say, so I had to fill it with a swear word. Apologies, guys. But Charles, talk us through the European games, bro.
I got one for you guys, yeah. 90-second challenge. I'm doing a little bit of projecting because I feel like Arsenal will go through and I feel like Real Madrid might go through, innit?
Ooh.
So I'm giving you guys, Jengi and Bob, collaborative effort. You got 90 seconds on the clock. How many players can you name that have played for both? Arsenal and Real Madrid.
Arsenal, Real Madrid.
You got 90 seconds on the clock. Your time
and Real Madrid
starts
Jesus.
Now.
Arsenal, Real Madrid.
Julio Baptista.
Ting. No. Check.
Cesc Fabregas? No, no, it's not.
No. Arsenal.
Martin Odegaard.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Ceballos.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. It's a Bob. Bob.
Adebayo.
Adebayo.
Jeez, who else, man?
He's played for Arsenal and Real Madrid.
Ooh. Box Jeng, man. Listen. I'm passing the ball.
Oh, I'm passing
that. This guy
bobbed him.
I'm fucking dropping shoulders here. Oh, who else? I know there's, obviously there's more.
What?
Arsenal and Real Madrid.
Arsenal and Real Madrid.
Are there a lot of players?
Ozil, Mesut Ozil.
Yeah.
How many we said so far? Five, no?
About five.
So we've got like three left.
Arsenal and Real Madrid. Petit? Emmanuel Petit?
Nope.
No. Am I thinking back in the day? I don't think there's many from back in the day. Marc Overmars?
Nope.
No, it's Barcelona. Oh.
One of them.
Reyes.
Reyes.
Yeah. RIP. Thanks for the clue.
You got three left. Oh. I'll be impressed if you get two of these three. One of them you should get. Oh. But you got 5 seconds, so you're not going to get him.
No.
Three, two, one. Time. All nine players that have played for Real Madrid and Arsenal.
Yeah.
Julio Baptista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jose Antonio Reyes.
Yeah. RIP.
Emmanuel Adebayo.
Yeah.
Mesut Ozil.
Yeah.
Martin Odegaard.
Yeah.
Nicola Anelka.
Oh! Oh!
No, that's bro, that's a journey, man, bro.
Oh, that's that childish journey, from us. Man. Yeah.
Danny Ceballos.
Oh, you know what? He came in my head first.
You said him.
Oh, I did say him. Yeah, my bad.
Lassana Diarra.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a niche one.
He came to Arsenal. Was that Arsenal?
Wait, the last one.
He was at Lassana Diarra was at Arsenal and Chelsea and Real Madrid.
Raw.
No, sir.
Davos Suka.
Oh, yeah. That's a 90s thing, isn't it?
That's a 90s number nine.
Yeah, just before
Anelka.
Yeah.
David Suka.
Yeah, man.
That's a
Croatian thing. I think he was in the Croatian team that got far in the Euro. Like they got to the Euro or something like that. Or
Surka.
Third in the World Cup or something like that.
Good roster.
Yeah.
Who's going first? Bob or Jengi for the second challenge?
Okay. Yeah. I'm in, baby.
Write it down, ting.
It's a 1 to 10, so you don't necessarily have to write it all down, but just so you know where your order is, innit? Because I'm going
to
give you 10 players, Bob, and you're going to blind rank these 10 Liverpool players.
Yes. Oh, okay, cool.
Mm.
Blind rank, yeah?
Blind rank, 10 Liverpool players.
All right.
Make sure.
Watch this one, Bob, yeah? Okay, so boom. Your first player, Alisson Becker.
Oh, fuck it, yeah.
Where are you going to put him?
He's going right bang in the middle. Five.
Okay.
Right bang in the middle.
Ali. I'm not even putting Alisson back.
Don't have to say that. Yeah, don't have to write. Mascherano. Javier Mascherano.
Seven.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm putting Mash.
Luis Garcia.
Oh, 10.
Hey, Luis Garcia.
Luis. Respect what you've done, though.
With a slick hair back.
And he works for ESPN, so big him up.
Oh, Sadio Mane.
Oof. My man and guy, ye.
Oh, no, but I don't know where you're going with this.
You know who he's going to say, man. You know he's going to say. There's two names you definitely know he's going to say those.
Six.
What?
Yeah, because I think I know where he's going with this.
John Onorisa.
Oh, he's done me.
Man put Mane six. I was going to put Mane third.
I thought he was going all time, innit? Oh, he's done me. That's rubbish. Yeah, he's going nine. That's rubbish.
Coutinho.
That's
You better put him high. Coutinho has to be up there.
Yeah. Oh, he's not better than Mane Wally, though, is he?
It's too late, innit? It's too late.
He's going eight, Coutinho. No, no.
What?
But I don't know what he's going to pull out of the bag here, bro.
That's the whole thing, though.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm with you. Okay, Coutinho.
What'd you put? At the end, we'll see.
Oh, he's done me.
Joel Matip.
Oh, man. Okay, ooh. He goes eight. Big him up.
Matip.
Better, that's an African defender better than Carragher, by the way.
Mm. Ooh,
fuck
yes.
Carragher. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Mm. Yeah, for real, Matip.
Nah, no, fuck him, because, yeah, might come across him one day, but yeah.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
He's going to have to go three, isn't he?
How many players has he got left?
Two left. Oh, this is going to be rubbish, man.
Daniel Sturridge.
Oh, my guy. One.
Oh, he's the last one.
D, Studgy D.
I bet it's my man. Is it him? Oh, it's not him.
Maxi Rodriguez.
Damn. He goes class, two, man. You know?
That's crazy. Yeah, your list.
I'm taking it there.
Your list.
Scored a couple good goals for us, though, Maxi Rodriguez.
Jeggy, it's your turn, my boy.
Alright, cool. Hold on. What?
We are blind ranking 10 Arsenal players.
Let's go.
Don't watch my handwriting, by the way. It's childish. And it's squiggly lines.
Let's go.
I write my curses in cursive.
Blind ranking.
Custom.
Blind rank, yeah.
10 Arsenal players.
I'm just going to put them on the set like this.
First one.
Reyes.
Jose Antonio Reyes.
Good player for you, though, by the way.
He's going here, fam. It's a bit for you.
Which
what number?
Nine. His number? No, that's not his number, but yeah. Reyes, nine.
Gabriel.
Which one?
Centre back.
You've got about eight of them, fam. CB, yeah? Magalhães.
I'm going to put him seven. Gab seven.
Jens Lehmann.
Ooh. Club legend.
I'm
going
to put him six, you know.
Okay. He gets a bit of credibility, you know. He's,
yeah, a bit of credibility. Yeah, I hear. I'm just... Yeah. Yeah, go.
Alexander Kleb.
Ooh. Bit of a cult hero, though, isn't it?
You know what, yeah.
But the curveballs Charles is throwing out, mate. This could be dangerous.
I'm putting Kleb eight.
Fair.
I'm just saving the top bit for cases.
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
You know what?
Tough.
Four. Aubameyang Forster.
He, to be fair, he was your main man for a little while.
Yeah, there was a time like we was like, yeah, you know what, we could probably
win the league. He was your main man.
Gilberto Silva.
Oof. Invincible.
Silva. Oh, no. How many players have I got left?
Five.
Gilberto Silva.
Invincible, man.
Let me just keep that one there.
He's one of the gatekeepers of the DM role.
Let me just keep that top three vacant and 10 there.
Eduardo.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
10, man.
I still have a theory, yeah. If he weren't wearing long socks, his foot would have fell off.
Oh, yeah. For real.
That's my theory. Because when you see the picture, when his foot's like, but his ankle's like that, I actually think if his sock weren't on, his foot might have actually come off his leg.
Yeah.
Mazin.
Bro, the foot's crazy.
Mazin. Cesc Fabregas.
I knew it.
Clever. Yeah, clever.
I knew it.
I shouldn't have gone first.
But where do I put
Master John Onorisa.
Who can he say that will two?
It's close to you, buddy.
Oh, say yeah. We're going to put Fabregas two, man. Fabregas.
Cesc. What player, by the way?
Ashley Cole.
Cashy. What numbers you got left?
I got one and three.
One and three.
But you know, I don't know who the last person is going to be. Obviously, this is the whole point of the game. But my gut is telling me, knowing this guy, he's going to try to do something in the works. So Cole one.
Cashley won.
Yeah, actually. What were you saying? Did I make the right choice?
Theo Walcott.
Yeah, he's done it.
Yeah.
I mean, the rat trick.
Theo scored a lot of goals for you, man, you know.
Over 100 club.
Yeah.
100 clubs.
For us.
Yeah, I'm not too bad at that, what, Cole, for me. Yeah. It's all right. Maybe I could have maybe swapped.
There's a couple at the bottom.
Well, at the bottom, you're not. You're a bit iffy, like who? But maybe what, Cleb?
Who's 10?
Eduardo.
Yay.
That's
maybe, maybe what, but who could I put 10, though?
Who commanded the 10, though?
Reyes? Maybe Reyes?
Jose Antonio.
Reyes or Cleb?
Yeah, Cleb's not as good as Eduardo.
Yeah.
You've, I'd have had Reyes over Cleb.
Cleb was a good player for you, though.
Fuck with him still.
He was a good player for you, though.
Businessman.
Cleb. Well, you went to Barca as well, wasn't it?
2 feet, man.
Yeah, man. Cleb was good. Where was he from again? Was he, where,
Belarus or something.
Yeah, one of them. Next Nations, isn't it? Big him up.
That's a Wenger thing.
Yeah, sure.
I see the quality. I see it over there.
A... We saw him. We thought he would be a good player for us.
Classic pen, by the way.
No, them ones.
Pen,
okay. So, yeah, man. Those are my games. I'll be back next week with some more, man.
Games.
Back again next week, my dogs. Charles, my doggy. Let's talk about the Champions League quick. Obviously, there's no point talking about Arsenal.
We'll saying done and dusted.
Yeah, it's done, man. Yeah, 7-1 away from him. That's a record.
Nah, they might still.
No. All right, cool.
They're getting worked, bro. They're getting worked.
There are some stuff we can talk about because Wanneri played well.
Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. I think he's only. So that's I think fair. He's only got like 2 more goals before he turns 18 or 19 or whatever, and he'd be on target with like Rooney and Owen and them kind of man. That's serious.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's heritage.
That's good company.
So obviously you man blitzed this team. I think there was a sliding door moment in the game though. I think what was the moment where I still think you obviously would have won the game.
Yeah.
But I think there was a moment where it could have been a bit
of
a closer
game. Bar.
Whether they hit the bar or there
Heritage
was...
went down left, he crossed it in and it dropped to my man, he hit the bar.
Yeah, I think there was an incident for, not a penalty or a something, there was something that was a bit like, ooh,
yeah.
that could have changed the complexion of the game a bit.
Oh, Skelly's challenge.
Yeah, the second yellow where he didn't get the second yellow.
He shouldn't have got the first.
Yeah, the first yellow was not a yellow.
I don't think he should have got the first. I think the referee like...
Kind of clocked
that. Loud him.
I don't know if he loud him or like...
You don't think so?
Maybe not because he lulled him, but maybe he realised he got it wrong. I don't know. Like,
either way,
like that first one, I don't think should have been a yellow.
Yeah,
but that second one.
But that's the only thing I can be like if that second yellow would have happened, maybe that might have changed the game a bit. But
it's like we said, innit? He's a midfielder playing left back, just because you know he's a good enough footballer to be able to get into this team. But left back is where he's holding it down. So as a midfielder, he's still kind of making midfielder challenges, and he wants to be robust and he wants to win everything.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
But sometimes as a defender, you might have to learn to tackle different or just be a little bit more
the art of defending.
Yeah, man. He'll learn if he persists at left back. If he stays there.
Yeah.
I'm sure he can pick that up.
Well, there's another fullback, ex-centre mid academy player that turned into one of the best fullbacks in the world.
All these right backs are centre mids, all Kimmich and Reece James and Trent, and there's bare them, man.
Bare them, bruv. But let's go to the Madrid derby here. This was a bit of a, not a stinky game, but it wasn't. It was a bit of a tough one, like tactically, obviously.
I wasn't sober, so I wasn't watching it.
Yeah, Rojo, you are over there. Rodrigo opens the scoring, good goal, by the way. Alvarez equalises. And then when Diaz scored, jumped in the crowd, by the way, so obviously there was gassed. But it was a bit of a nothing game, sort of, really. I think in that first, second half, it kind of fizzled out into a bit of, well, we won't, they kind of,
Madrid started off too warm. Too warm than Atletico. But that's like football, though, man. Everyone has their spells, isn't it?
Yeah,
first time Atletico beat, I've lost to Real Madrid this year.
Yeah.
I think they played each other twice already or something.
Champions League, isn't it, fam? That's judging the Champions League. Dortmund Lille. I saw the highlights of this one. That Adeyemi goal.
Finished.
Daisy cutter, fam.
I actually ain't seen that game, you know.
Oh, bro.
At all. It's not in my side.
It wasn't a great game, but the goals, that Adeyemi goal.
Yeah, if he can score like that,
because
they need, the last Champions League final, bro, he was playing last Champions League final.
Shocking.
The chances.
He missed a couple big chances, unfortunately. And then, obviously, on this night, this is the first night, Tuesday, Villa won 3-1 away from home against Club Bruges. Bro, Villa, they've got a good manager now. They've got a European manager that knows what he's doing. Some really experienced players in Europe as well. Asensio, Rashford.
Funny that's what a bit of recruitment in January can do for you. Funny that, isn't it?
Hey, do you know what, actually? That being said, mate, a player like Marco Asensio would have been all right for you, man, you know?
Fam. What? Hondo, 100%.
Let me get that.
Yeah, fam. Fuck, you know.
We need 6 months. Let me get that. I need that. Yeah, we need that. No, them one.
Yeah, no, that could actually happen for you, man. But, well, that's a great result for Villa, man. It's nice to see them going on a bit of a, like, if they get through the round of 16, quarterfinal. That's a good look for them.
I think they'll progress past.
Yeah.
3-1
away from home is a good look, man. So you can't complain about that one. I guess let's talk about Liverpool. Jesus Christ. Alisson, masterclass, by the way. Oh, what a goalkeeper, man. Oh, my days. Some of the saves he made. And I know it's kind of an underrated position, isn't it? But it's what a good goalkeeper can do for you, man. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Because boy, oh boy, he bailed us out time after time.
In that game.
And yeah, I've never seen us so bad.
You guys are in trouble, though. The next leg.
Anfield.
I agree.
Bro, PSG.
I don't think it'll be an easy game. I think
PSG, they're warm, you know.
Oh yeah, I think we'll win, but I don't think I think it'll be.
We'll see, innit?
Yeah, I think it'll be a tough game. I'm with you, Jiggy.
Get out of the competition.
No, this guy doesn't want to see us.
I think
doesn't want to see us in the semi.
Of course, I don't.
I think they might fold. I think PSG might fold.
Anfield might get them.
I think they might fold.
Yeah, we'll see, man.
They came to the Emirates and folded in the group stages.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I asked them, what better Liverpool, man?
you know what's actually childish, yeah? When I saw us win 1-0, I went, oh, what was the Arsenal score against them? I actually went and looked at it. And you won 2-0. I was like, oh, no. What can I say here?
Don't look at me, they're going to pack you guys, though.
Oh, bro, they battered us, fam. They battered us. I think in the first half. Jesus Christ, bro. Dembele played. Bro.
Special K as well.
Special K.
Hey, what are you saying? Fasting Dembele is...
Ramadan.
Dembele is different, yeah?
Yeah, Dembele.
Focus.
Yeah.
He's focused.
I want to say, like, I think in France, this is, like, one of the best seasons he's having.
Yeah. Now, do you notice, their team's starting to cook as well. Like, they got... I can't lie, PSG got some decent players, you know?
Yeah, bro, they have. I mean, they've got him, Barcola, they've got Coutinho.
I like Bradley B, man.
Yeah. Obviously, they just signed...
Barcola, I like him, man. Desiree Doué is a decent player as well.
Bro, but if you look at this, Dembele in the league, 20 goals in the league, and five assists in the Champions League, 9 games, 6 goals, 1 assist. Like, bro, he's playing really well this year.
Vitinha was talking smoky in the first leg, before the first leg. He was like, we know how to beat Liverpool, we're going to control the game.
Crazy.
And we're going to move to them. And they were doing that, but they just didn't score.
Yeah, they just didn't score.
Because Alisson said, nah.
Yeah.
Not today.
Listen, mate, yeah. Little Vitinha.
Pays sometimes to have a keeper that good, man.
Yeah, it does. For real. And we have got one, man. It's the first time I've ever seen.
It's gonna be. I think the second one's gonna be interesting. I think that's probably the game to watch.
Yeah, that's gonna be tied around. I think. Yeah.
Maybe 100%. That. Maybe the Real Madrid game.
Yeah.
Maybe the Real Madrid game.
Because obviously going away from home. Yeah. That should be an interesting one as well. Bayern Leverkusen. Bayern versus Leverkusen. I thought this one was gonna be a bit more
spanking, isn't it?
But yeah, Bayern just they brushed them apart.
Move to them.
Yeah, which was Harry Kane with 2 goals as well. So.
It would be nice to see Harry Kane win a trophy.
I'd like to see him lift this competition. That would be nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I feel like Bundesliga, that's like part of the package when you move to Bayern, isn't it?
But that would be good for his legacy, though.
Yeah.
To win a trophy.
Yeah, facts.
So. Guys, scores too many goals to not win a trophy, man. Come on, man.
Facts, man.
Yeah, just say Bundesliga, Champions League, that bake off, man.
I'd like to see him win
just bake off.
If it weren't us, I'd like to see him do that. Barcelona, man, they won 1-0 despite getting a man sent off. Rafinha is another man in Europe who's having a great season, bro. He is having a great season. He's one of them at Leeds. I was like, oh, okay, I see the potential. First season at Barca, I was like, okay. He's not lit it up, but he's playing well. But this season, he's taking up another gear, man.
So, is he that good?
Bro?
I don't know, but the numbers are reflecting that. But I think that's the question, isn't it? Is he that good?
Is he better than Rodrigo?
Ooh.
What, Real Madrid Rodrigo?
I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah, he's 28.
Is he better than Saka?
Oof.
Not sure, you know.
It's a great question. It's a great debate.
That's actually a good debate.
So I'm saying he stepped up this year, man. But
this year he has to.
His record in the Champions League is crazy.
Rodrigo or Rafinha?
Captain as well, no?
He is captain.
Yeah.
Captain as well. But say that again, Charles.
Saka, Rodrigo or Rafinha?
What bench?
What start? Yeah, let's
start.
Go on, let's do that right now.
Saka, Rodrigo.
He's starting. He's benching. He's selling.
I think I might start Rodrigo, bench Saka. And sell Rafinha.
I think you're right. You know.
I think that might be the
because Rodrigo is cold.
Bro, Rodrigo is so underrated.
Yeah.
Carvini and Mbappe Saka over there doing the match. But yeah, bro, the thing is with Saka and Rodrigo, I feel like they're like this. Do you get me?
You know what?
Very close to each other.
Actually,
but
I'm going to switch.
Go on.
Saka, start.
Start Saka. Yeah. Because people, you know, people want Saka. Saka was saying, they're saying Saka's best winger in the world.
It's cold, man.
Bro, vital piece.
But he's look at this stat line, though, for Rafinha this year. 26 games in La Liga, 13 goals and 7 assists. So that's already a great return. And in the Champions League, man, he's got 9 goals and 4 assists.
He's got 9 goals.
9 goals in the Champions League, 4 assists.
He's top goal scorer, the guy from Dortmund, isn't it? The striker.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'll have a look for you, bro.
Was that Guirassy?
Yeah.
Damn, that's amazing, though. 9 goals in Champions League, 4 assists. So he's playing well, bro. Man. He's playing really well, man. Let's see if Barca can go through. Looks like they will go through. And an Inter beat final 2-0.
Hey, man, rusted. I don't know if you saw the goal.
Oh, my days.
Martinez rusted, yeah. Top mid.
Hell of a goal, fam.
But yeah. I think they're a team to watch out for.
They're going to go on a run.
They're like a dark horse team.
They're a good team. And Martinez with a goal and Thuram with a goal. So, yeah, man. Man, then what are we saying for this round then, man?
Word.
PSG, Liverpool, that's going to be the round.
Are you lot upset because you won the Champions League group stage and you got PSG?
It's a bit annoying, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah. They were rubbish, though.
Yeah.
They were like 20, whatever, yeah. Where they finished. So it's like...
That's the downfall of the new format then.
Yeah, kind of.
If you win the league, you can still face some.
Buck one of them and them. Yeah. Look, I think it's going to... We'll see how it goes, isn't it?
What do you want?
I'll tell you one
thing. I don't know what to say, man.
I'll tell you one thing, yeah. If Salah... And the thing is that, like, that game, the PSG game, is the only one that I'm going off when it comes to this knockout round. If Salah wants a Ballon d'Or, he's got to have big performances in the Champions League from here to the end.
He's coming. We're going back to Anfield, mate.
So, yeah, if he wants that Ballon d'Or, because if not... I'm not sure if Liverpool win the Champions League. If not, then I don't know. Somebody else might get closer to him. I feel like Salah's still in the lead right now.
Yeah.
Somebody could get closer to him.
Who do you think can
probably one of them Madrid boys?
Madrid players, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably one
maybe
of them.
I can't even say
either Vinny or Mbappe.
Yeah,
Mbappe's,
I don't know. Maybe Mbappe now.
Yeah, maybe Mbappe. Yeah.
He's probably like just ahead of Vinny, but. I don't know, man. One of them, who knows?
One thing I can only guarantee, well, Salah, he's got moments in him, man. And even if he has a bad game sometimes, he'll have a moment. He's a game decider, isn't he, man? So let's see what he can do at home to PSG. Because, yeah, he was definitely certainly quiet in Paris. Mm-hmm. It's not a great place for him to go, is it, really? Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
His story.
Oh, yes, of course. But, yes, Champions League. We shall see how it goes. But, Charles... You were on a European adventure yourself this year, right, bro?
Yeah, I was, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't even supposed to go, bro.
Yeah, so you got a last-minute call-up to go to the Netherlands, fam. And you got into a bit of a... Yege!
A little situation. Yeah, no. T wants us out of here.
Yeah.
Nah, but, I mean, bro, obviously, for my birthday in November time, I went to Milan. So that was another Champions League game. Another Champions League away day that I've had along this year. It's been really, really good this year. For me personally, I've said to myself...
Yeah, you've been to better games.
Last year, I said to myself, like, I've been to like 10 games or something last year. I want to at least double that this year. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I've
probably... Have you done that yet?
I think so. Yeah. I think I've done at least like 20 games. Like, if I'm including like Boreham Wood, that St. Albans game I went to, like a couple of the women's
class,
games
man.
As well. And then, I've been to most of the Champions League home games as well. I've been to like 3 or 4 of the home games in the league as well. So this PSV one, obviously this is, you know, we're at that age where men are getting married and men are, do you understand? So I'm a groomsman. I've got like 2-3 stags I got to pay for. I've got all kind of stuff going on. I wasn't sure if I could, do PSV without some extra bit of persuading from one of the boys. So shout out Mugs for that.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't for him, then I might have allowed PSV. And I might have thought, oh, okay, look, if we get Madrid later, then maybe I could trade up PSV and go to Madrid. But hey, the way that the season was going for Arsenal, I was thinking, yo, this PSV away, it might be one of our last
away last days
of the year. So let me live it large. And I'll suffer later. Don't worry about that. Whatever money I lost, we'll make it back. It's calm.
Yeah,
like,
we'll
life, man. Money come and go. There's certain experiences that you can't say that you...
Yeah, that's facts.
Do you understand? There's certain experiences that you have to take.
Money will come
understand?
And go. Yeah, 100%.
It's calm, man. Another paycheck at the end of the month. Facts. If you're freelancing, the hustle will get you through, man. Do you know what I mean? So, Yeah, man. So yeah, went out there to Eindhoven. I went to Amsterdam.
I just want to say this has started as a very positive story.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course, of course. Very
positive. Yeah. Enjoy your money.
You know what it is? Yeah, enjoy your money. There's an underlying message.
There's an underlying message.
Trust me, I got one at the end. There's an underlying.
But yeah, man, got to Amsterdam. I got to Amsterdam like quite early. I had a little pancake. Had a schmuck and a pancake. So the
gold cigar and a waffle.
That thing is real. That phrase is actually real. Schmuck and a pancake. That one's actually real. Pancake. Shout out them. Oh, them banana pancakes that I got. Anyways, in Amsterdam for a couple hours, and then I linked up with the boys in Eindhoven. The train from Amsterdam is like it's like an hour, something like that. Quick train. Got there. Linked up with the boys in another coffee shop. There was like 10 minutes from the station.
Is Eindhoven like damn in that way? There's like coffee shops and that. And
yeah, just not as frequent, and it's a bit more like
taboo.
It's a bit more like countryside. It's a bit more country because Amsterdam's like it's the main. Everything's going on there. Yeah. Eindhoven's a little bit more country. It's a little bit more spacious, that kind of stuff. And the coffee shops, that like even the menus are not as expansive. Let's say. So yeah, linked up with the boys. Checked in, got back to that coffee shop where we'd all meet, and then we went to O'Shea's, which is like an Irish bar. They got those all around the world. In Milan, there was O'Shea's that we went to anyways as well. That's like a bar where all the Arsenal fans are, where all the English fans are, if you're in that part of town for whatever game. Throughout the day, there were people walking around in costume. Like full costume, everything from Ali G to Pinocchio to, do you understand? Just bare costume. We was thinking, what? We Googled and there was a 3-4 day carnival going on in Eindhoven at the time. I found that out when we was at the bar and we were speaking to some of the locals that were in there. I was like, why are you man all dressed up? He's like, yeah, there's a 3-4 day carnival going on. Boom, boom, boom.
Mad thing. So random.
Yeah, literally. So like the vibes throughout the day was high. Everyone was in good spirits. Like the locals, they was all dressed up. Like it was all good vibes. I was thinking, all right, cool. Eindhoven's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Had a couple drinks at the bar there. And then obviously it was like, okay, Charles, like, what's your situation? Because my two boys that I went out there with, James and Mux, they had tickets for the game already.
Yeah.
Mux sent me a link and was like, yo, you can get your ticket from here. It was the same link that I got. The ticket looks exactly the same as James. Like, it's all legit, boom, boom, boom. So I looked on it. Ticket was like £150.
Damn.
So I was like, that's a little bit of a sting. Oof, do I do that? But then at the same time, it was like, I've come out here, even though I said that I weren't going to go to Dam or Eindhoven. I've come out here. I'm out here with the man them. Do you get me? The beers are flowing. Everyone's there. Everyone's going to be on the way soon.
Yeah.
Let me just... who knows if I'm ever going to go to Eindhoven ever again. I might go Dam again, but Eindhoven, who knows if I ever go there ever again, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Bonnie, let me get the ticket.
Yeah.
£150. Boom, like that. We're outside in the smoking area about 5-10 minutes after. I was like, listen, one of these pre-rolls, I have to hit that after I just paid £150 for the ticket. So there was a guy outside and he was like, yo, does anyone want tickets? He was like, what? He was like, yeah, I've got two tickets. I'm selling them for like less than face value. I'll sell them to you for like £40. I said, huh? I said, listen.
You're fuming.
You're going over there with the man. Okay, wait over there. I had to think about it for 5 minutes. I was like, oh, okay, do I do it? Let me go online. Let me cancel the £150 payment. Let me make sure I get that back. Oh, but I ain't got no cash on me. James was like, oh, I got cash on me. Okay, we'll get the ticket now. At least have two. Instead of having none, potentially, if he goes off and he finds somebody else in the bar, oh, do you want a ticket? Oh, it's already gone.
Mm.
Do you understand? So he's like, okay, 2 minutes later, yo, my guy, come, £40, yeah? Boom. Gave him the £40.
It's class.
So I got my ticket now. So it's 30 now. We just have to, it was a paper copy though, so we don't know whether it's counterfeit or not. Yeah. And mind them, if you're going out there to chance going to football games without tickets, remember there's no risk. Me and Jengi, we was in Wembley live. Always seen somebody get finessed for £160. My man was all chuckling, disappeared off into the crowd. He was mental.
The QR codes already worked.
Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, guys, if you're going out there chancing it, just make sure everything looks legit.
Yeah.
I looked at the paper copy. It looked exactly like the online copies that my two guys had. So I was like, okay,
it's
worth a chance.
Yeah.
Got in now. And then obviously the result was the result, man. It was incredible.
So the tickets worked?
Yeah, ticket worked.
Class.
Bro, literally.
So you got £150 back as well then?
That's coming within 2 to 9 working days.
Class.
So by next...
Okay, we'll take it.
Do you understand?
We'll take it.
So by like Monday, Tuesday... It
takes 1 second to click and buy, but 9 days to get your money
back.
Trust
me.
Clever.
But by Monday, Tuesday, hopefully it should be back. Otherwise, I'm crashing out.
Yeah.
But yeah, got into the stadium now, and then the vibe was incredible. Like, obviously for us, like, it was just surreal, bro. Like, the whole experience. What, like, we didn't celebrate with nearly enough vim when it went 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, as it was when it was 1-0, 2-0.
Yeah. You understand? Yeah, yeah, of course.
At 6-1, it was like, hey, 7-1, hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then, like, it was just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Not cheering, just clapping, yeah.
The away crowd, like, I really like away trips because the away crowd, the Arsenal away crowd is really, really raucous. They're really, really lively, man. So, and yeah, I like the atmosphere of it. We were singing all game. I'm looking down, I'm seeing PSV fans just looking up at us for 90 minutes, just in shock at what was going on. So boom, 7-1, cool. And then we left the stadium.
That's where it takes a dark turn.
Trust me. So we left the ground now with like the majority of the Arsenal fans. And what we wanted to do, what our plan was when we left the stadium was that some of the people that we were talking to, some of the locals that were having this three-day carnival, there was going to be like some party going on. Mm. So he was like, yo, okay, after the game, maybe we can go crash that. Mm. So he was like, all right, as we was leaving the stadium, let's turn off the main road where they were onto the road where the coffee shop was so we can go there, get another little coffee, you get me? Just debrief and then hit the carnival after.
Yeah.
As we've turned off into this side road, which, like, it was still a mains, but it wasn't Buki. Like, it weren't like a side road, but, like, it was just off the main where all the Arsenal fans were. It's a couple people. There's, like, 6-7 guys, yeah?
Yeah.
They clocked that we were speaking English. So one of them turns around, oh, you Arsenal. Like, moving, like, all threatening, innit? Like, 2-3 guys circled around Mooks, innit? The guy tried to chief up Mooks.
Yeah, yeah.
So immediately I stepped in, like, nah, we're not doing that. Yeah. And I think he threw a punch.
No way.
I can't remember whether it was
ding, ding, ding.
Can't remember, literally, like, on site, like, that. Yeah. Like, are you Arsenal? Yeah, all right, cool. Let's come with like, that was their kind of thing, innit? I can't remember whether he threw the punch at me or whether he threw the punch at Mooks. But as soon as the punch was thrown, I've now grabbed a ute.
Yeah.
So at that point, a punch has been thrown.
Yeah.
I've grabbed one of the utes. Instantly, like, 2 or 3 of them have come over, like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Oh, trying to throw a punch around. Oh, somebody try to sweep my legs. So at that point, I'm thinking, oh
shit. Here we go again.
Bro,
yeah.
We're on foreign land.
Yeah.
We ain't paid for, none of us are paid for health insurance.
Yeah.
There's 3 of us, and there's about 7-8 men. And a punch has been swung, and I've grabbed one of these utes.
Yeah.
It's looking like it could be long, you know.
Yeah.
It's looking like it really, really could be long.
Damn.
So, yeah, that was literally like, obviously, you might have got into situations where, like, okay, a fight is about to kick off.
Mm.
And you know that when you enter that, you know that it's like, okay.
No going back. Yeah,
It's fight or flight.
Yeah,
mode.
Yeah.
Literally. So I was like, as I've grabbed the guy and I've felt, man, like, try to swing around, try to kick the... I was like, okay, look, I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
But if I do get through this, I can't be close.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I can't try to grab one because then I'll get bundled by 3-4 man. It'll be long. And then I'm on the ground getting kicked up. It's all long.
Yeah.
Going to see me on the news, on the 10 o'clock news. England fans have been attacked out in it. Nah. So I had to, like... So I pushed that guy out of the way and I had to, like, back up just so I could see everyone in front of me. At this point, I can't see where Mooks has gone. I can't see where James has gone. I'm hoping that Mooks has taken a couple guys.
Yeah.
And James has taken a couple guys because I'm looking forward. I can see 3 men in my face, fainting, bare. And I'm like, okay, I'm fainting as well. I'm jockeying. I'm backing up.
Yeah.
We had a call about this earlier and Jengi was like, yo, why didn't you run? I was like, bro, to be honest, I don't know. But I made that decision where, like, again, it's like I'm on foreign land. Yeah. If I turn and run, the Ov's going to chase.
Yeah.
And where am I running to?
Yeah, that's
I don't know
true.
Where
yeah.
I'm running to. I can't run back to the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
3-4 man are going to follow me back to the hotel.
Yeah.
They got the stamp.
Yeah.
Well, if you're acting there, 1500 meters them away. You know what? Maybe, but I made the decision that nah, I'm just gonna back up just so I can see everyone. If somebody engages, then cool, it's on.
Yeah.
But I can't run. I gotta hold my ground type thing, innit?
Yeah, facts.
Like I said, I don't know what was going on with Mooks that way. I don't know what was going on with James that way. But yeah, there was 3 men in my face. And then all of a sudden, it went from 3 to 4 because one of the guys, the 4th guy, came from round the side. So, like, as I'm facing these guys, he come from my side, like my blind side there, caught me. Bam. I'm not going to lie. It was a perfect punch. Like, he caught me flush on the jaw. Yeah. If I was in the boxing ring and they super slow-mo that, my head would be like this. Oh, bro, it was one of them ones.
Yeah. The spit coming out.
Yeah.
Literally, it was one of them ones. Yeah. And the next day, my jaw was hurt. Like, I still had a little bit of a sore jaw, like, the next day or 2 days after that pause. But, bro, it was such But, bro, it was... Funny. He hit me with such a perfect punch. Like, obviously, it's me. But it's a shame that he didn't put more pepper behind that punch. Because if he did, I might be on the floor.
Yeah.
Or it might be at least...
We took it then.
At least, it might be... do you know what I mean? Or it might be at least...
That means you got a good chin.
Eight count. You know them ones?
Yeah.
I got a good chin.
Yeah. Because if he caught you and you said you fucked it...
It's been a while since I've, like, proper taken a punch flush. But I took it and, like... I think that the three guys that were in front of me, because it now turned to four, when I backed up and I was like, yo, who the fuck just hit me? And I, oh, bro, when he hit me,
the rage,
bro. Yeah. But again, like, if I grab him, I get bundled by three man type thing. So
what are them man all doing at this point? They were just like,
bro, at that point, literally,
somewhere in the man.
Where's your guys?
So I think that Jay was getting... getting occupied by like two of them, because like I said, there was like eight, and I've only spoken to you about three, maybe four.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking James has got 1-2, Mux has got 1-2. I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's street like, rage,
literally, so it was a bit of a mad situation. But then I clocked like, these man can't fight, you know, because like 3v1, if one of them, two of them could actually fight, then like the numerical advantage, like I should have been a goner, it should have been long. But then I think part of me thought that because I took that punch, and I don't know, maybe one or two that were watching me in front of me expected me to go down.
Yeah.
Okay, now he's made of a bit more tougher stuff. Yeah, like maybe it might be a bit more.
This might be long, you know. Oh,
it might be a bit more of a struggle. Swear it down, we can't. Abby.
I mean, the fluke of
the fluke. They say what they say, both.
The fluke of flag.
You know what I mean? Bad ducks. What's it? Bad gas.
He's taking that. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly,
no.
And then, like after I just kept backing up, one of them came like running through the middle. On it, he came sprinting through the middle, and he was like, oh, okay, listen, you man are jockeying, like, on a thing of you man are jockeying too much, let me just, I done a little front kick just to fend him off, do you get me? Listen, if I'm scrapping, I'm doing hands, feet, I'm scrapping, bro.
But me,
I'm so upset that I didn't let him get a little bit closer, because the front kick, that would have landed in the sternum, the belly, like, that would have stopped him. Like I reached it out, but like it was like, yo, get away. It weren't like, yo, I'm gonna hurt you, go through you type thing.
Eating.
Trust me, so I needed him to get a bit closer, but boy, my timing, Mary Jane,
my slow motor, my matrixed it.
So after that happened, what did it kind of just fizzle out?
It literally just fizzled out like that, and they just walked off and it was like, oh, you lot fuck off, you lot go away, da da da.
Are they spoken English?
Yeah. My chain popped. You know, I had the little Arsenal chain.
Yeah.
In the melee, it popped. So, I didn't realize that until
they took your chain.
I didn't realize that until the next. Bro, I didn't realize that
you took theirs. I didn't with seven. They took yours back.
I didn't realize that until the next day that my chain popped. But like, I had like a what did I have on? I had like a.
You had a snoo ting, right?
Yeah, I had the top, the little snoo ting. Yeah, so I didn't even feel it pop type thing. And then my half and half scarf that I had was like halfway down the street.
And then afterwards,
James was like, yo, do you want to get your scarf? We ran back to get our scarves. There was some guy in the street that stopped us as we were walking back to our coffee. So we walked back to the coffee shop afterwards. There was one of the guys in there, but we was like, yo, we can't kick off and do the mad thing here in the shop, innit?
Wait, one of the guys that were...
I think so.
Hey.
He's a big Dutch guy, dickhead. He's a dickhead, but whatever, man. It weren't going to kick off in the coffee shop, innit? He weren't on it like that.
I think you should wait for when they travel over here, bro.
So on Wednesday, the return.
You should find them online and be like, yo, come then. Fucking Green Street thing, innit? I say, we'll fucking meet you.
Straight back.
So that's the thing. Like, I think afterwards, so when we like debriefed in the coffee shop afterwards, these lot wanted to carry on smoking a pancake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was too wired. Like, I can't. Yeah. Like,
well, bro, to be fair, it sounds like you took the brunt of it.
My adrenaline was pumping. Like, I couldn't, like.
It's beef.
Yeah.
You know what's mad? I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. It's mad to say this, but that's how a lot of people end up being.
In the next man's beef, innit? Or in their brethren's beef. But, like, the thing is, like, Mooks wasn't even on beef. And I think afterwards, when we spoke, he was like, yo, I kind of, like, diffused my situation a little bit.
Mm.
The vibe that I got with the man in front of me was there weren't no talking to be done. Like, do you get me? It's a handicap match to Ross.
So your boy's altercations was more like just a talking thing, like.
Yeah. Apparently.
It's a lot of shouting, but yours was on site, like.
Literally.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? It's because you defended yourself, I think.
Yeah.
I think you do, and then they thought, okay, cool, we've got one here.
They was upset. They just got their team. What they just seen their team get spanked.
Yeah.
And there's two black youths and there's one white youth. It could be an underbelly color thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I went about to. Them on that pussies.
You gotta find them, fam. You gotta find like an Eindhoven fan page.
If it was 1v1, I would have folded up at least 2-3 of them. Mm-hmm. Promise you. And I'm not even the biggest guy fighter like that. But them man, I was disappointed. Them man can't fight.
Yeah, fam. They can't fight. Can't play football either.
Rubbish.
Yeah, man.
7-1.
Big up Arnie Slaw.
But listen, I say all of that not to like try up my street cred or I'm this guy that's holding it down rare. I'm saying this to say if
said one life.
I'm saying all this to say, for half a second I thought, oh, this is peak. But I say all that to
you
say,
don't
yeah,
no.
obviously go and if you get the chance to go to Europe, whatever town in Europe, and follow your team and watch your team play, go and enjoy yourself and live. But also, be safe.
Yeah, vigilant. Yeah.
You know?
Keep your wits about you, man.
This situation here, it wasn't a situation where we were looking for beef. Like, we're not them kind of guys that be looking for trouble or rare-tare-tare, but no one's going to try and chief me out. I don't care. Like, I'm not scared in that aspect.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? To be fair, I didn't even think of, like, super dangerous stuff where if a man's holding something.
You just thought,
do you understand that?
Yeah,
I just thought, like, we're not.
Crashing out. Mm. Aaron Plumber.
like, if you go out and you play these European games, if you go out on European journeys with your friends, please just be vigilant, be careful, pay for health insurance. Do you get me?
That's a big one, by the way.
Just keep your
wits about you. That's a mature thing.
Yeah.
Even if it costs a tenner.
Yeah, trust me, that extra 10 or 20 pound in the booking, like, just keep your wits about you and keep safe, because you never know what other people's intentions are. You might have all the best, wonderful intentions in the world. You want to have a good time with your friends, see your football team rare. You don't know the next person round the corner. You don't know what their intentions are. So,
and the thing
keep
is,
your
bro,
wits about you and be safe, people.
Honestly. Imagine if that was like you went to play like fucking Star Bucharest.
Or long day.
Or you play Moscow.
That's a red
random.
Card.
No smoke and a pancake to make you feel better out there, fam.
Trust me, though.
Just pure vodka, fam. Which would have been mad. But anyway,
vodka over the cuts.
Fam, it's been but all right, guys, that is another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. There's a moral of the story there as well, man. Go and travel the world. But Charles said, man, just keep your wits about you, man. Because god damn. The football factory is a real thing. But all right, guys, that's another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another one in the can. Amanda will be back here, same place, same time next week, man. If you're listening on the DSPs, make sure you give us a subscribe, rating, download, do all that good stuff for us, man. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe. We shall be back, man. Same place, same time next week, baby. Wow. Let's go.
Benched, a 14-ish Q original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.